Hi, my name's Ken Van Heining. I'm an engineering manager here in SQL Server, mostly focusing on the SQL Server tooling. And today, Kevin Kinane is going to join me. He's going to talk about SQL Server developer tools, and I'll be focusing on SQL Server Management Studio. We're going to go over some of the tooling highlights we've been working on, as well as show you a few demos. One of the main things we'd like to talk to you about today about is how we're going to be able to respond to customer issues more quickly. One of the key areas we have now is the ability to have a download page for SQL Server Management Studio, as well as a download page for SQL Server Developer Tools. This is going to allow us to ship to you every month a new update to both of these tools. This will allow us to address those issues more quickly, get you fixes, as well as enhancements on a regular cadence. This will allow us also to keep Management Studio supporting the cloud as it moves forward with new features in SQL Azure, as well as SQL Data Warehouse. And then you'll notice also in the tools that they have an auto update notification in SSMS and SSDT that lets you know when those new updates are available, and you'll be able to simply click on the toast notification and get directly to the download. One of the features that we've focused a lot on is making it easy to acquire Management Studio. You might be familiar with Management Studio being in the SQL Server setup, which worked well in the data center scenario where you want to install all things together. However, if you have a laptop or a workstation and you just wanted to install the tools, now with SSMS's web installer, you'll be able to download just the tools package. This will allow you to install only the parts you need and be much faster than having to run the entire SQL Server setup. Some of the other great advancements we've made in Management Studio for 2016 is in the area of being able to analyze your query performance. We know this is an area people spend a lot of time working on, and with the new Query Store feature, Management Studio will give you great visualizations into the performance of those queries, and then most importantly, if you're suffering any performance regressions on queries, Management Studio will make it very easy to pin to your old queries, and then you can also see over time how those queries are continuing to perform. And one other great feature in the ability to analyze your queries is the new Show Plan Diff. This allows you to do side-by-side comparison of two show plans, even very complicated show plans. You'll see Management Studio provide visual highlights on the differing areas, and then next to it, you can see differences in the property windows as well. So you can see both visually the difference in the layout, but you can also see the details in the properties window, and so that you can try to narrow down quickly where the performance degradation might be occurring in your new query. One other area we're super excited about in SQL 2016 is the addition of availability groups in Standard Edition. In SQL Server 2016, you can now have a basic availability group with two nodes. And similarly, in SQL Server Management Studio, we've simplified the wizard and made it super easy to create and configure this basic availability group. And as you might expect, all the great things that you had in Enterprise Edition are still available for availability groups in Standard Edition. So you'll get the failover wizard, you get the policy-based management dashboard, all those same great management capabilities are available in Standard Edition as well. So now I'd like to show you the creation of that basic availability group through a demo. And then following the demo, Kevin's going to come on and talk about SQL Server developer tools. Okay, let's take a quick look at that availability group wizard demo and show how the wizard has made it easier to set up a basic availability group when you're using Standard Edition. Before I start the demo, though, I'd like to call your attention to a couple of new features that are coming in Management Studio now that we've moved to the Visual Studio 2015 shell. As you can see, it looks very much like it did for a lot of the core features like Object Explorer, Editor Windows. So if you're familiar with Management Studio, you'll see the same great experience that you've been using. However, you'll also start to notice new features like the Quick Launch feature. This allows you to type in a command, say like New Query, and the system will show you what are all the various features that are related to something called New Query. This is a great way to either be able to discover new features, or if you're new to Management Studio, a way to find one of the various features if you don't know where to click, because there's a lot of options in Object Explorer, and so sometimes finding those features can be difficult. Quick Launch will make that much easier. Okay, let's go ahead and look at the new availability wizard. If I go over here and click on Always On High Availability, I can start the wizard by clicking New Availability Group Wizard. This is the same as it is in Enterprise, but with Standard Edition, the wizard's actually talking to the instance on the back end and sees that it's Standard Edition, which allows it to simplify its experience while you go through the wizard. So if I go through here, my first step is to simply create a name. I'll just create one for the purposes of the demo, basic AG6. Go through here. You can see on this instance, I have the database AdventureWorks. We'll go ahead and use that. I'll click on next. At this point, you can see the same type of experience you had in Enterprise, where you can add the secondary replica. And I'll point out, even for standard, you can choose either an on-premise replica, or you can have your replica in Azure. So I'm going to go ahead and, for the demo here, just pick an on-premise replica. And so I'll click this other server, TR Server 2, and I've chosen that to be my secondary. Again, you get the same type of features that you have for automatic failover or synchronous commit. I want mine configured to be synchronous commit, so I'll go ahead and press that and click next. At this point, this is where you have to configure your share. I've already done this. This is an important part of being able to seed the secondary replica quickly. So you'll want to create a share where the two instances can transfer a backup file. And then I'll go ahead and click next. And this is where we've added a lot of logic into the wizards to help with complex configurations and make them easier to use. The system runs this set of rules, and then it comes down and you can see here, I've got a warning for the listener. And that's because I didn't configure one. For the purpose of the demos, I'm not going to actually bother with the listener configuration right now. You can always come back later and set up a listener, or you can do it directly in the wizard when you're creating it. So I'll go ahead and click next. You get a great summary here of all the things that the systems want to do. You want to get the script. You can also do that. You can do it straight to a file or a query editor window. So you can see the same great experience that you had for Enterprise, we've done for Standard, making it a little bit easier, a little bit faster, and still giving you that great feature even on Standard Edition. So I'll go ahead and finish. At this point, it's going through, it's doing the same type of things where it has to create an availability group. It's going to create that backup of the database. It puts it up on that share I mentioned. It then restores that back over to the secondary server. This gives us a quick seeding capability so that that replication can start between the two servers quickly. And then you can go here and you get the complete report when it's finished, and you can see everything completed with success. So at this point, I can go and I just want to show real quick, if I come over here on my availability group, I can use the show dashboard. And again, highlighting here that you get the same great features that you got with Enterprise in this standard edition availability group. And so you get the same policy-based management checks, you get the same dashboard, and then you get, similarly, if you're going to actually force a failover, I can show you real quick here. I can come in here, see the replicas, see the databases, and I can even choose things like suspend database, and then I could also do the failover. So I hope this gives you an idea of some of the great advances we're continuing to do in Management Studio and show you how even complex things like creating availability groups can be easy to do using SQL Server Management Studio.
Thanks, Ken, for that great demo of availability groups using SSMS. Now I'd like to talk about the new support for SQL Server 2016 in SQL Server Data Tools and Visual Studio. We have great support for source code control coming from Visual Studio 2015. In particular, you now get file-level indicators so that you can track down who last changed a file and easily understand the changes to your code. You also get great integration with Git source control, which allows you to have all of your source control information on your local machine. You can track it without any need to be connected to the internet. Another great improvement to SQL Server Data Tools is that you can now get the database projects and support for business intelligence tools all in one simple-to-find and install package. The SSDT installer now lets you install analysis services, reporting services, and integration services in addition to the existing database project support. In previous versions, you had to find out which version of the tools to use. There were separate installers, and it could be complicated to find. Now, it's very simple. There's one download page. You can find all of the information, and notifications will appear in Visual Studio prompting you to update. Even better, for future Visual Studio versions, there will be support for business intelligence early on, and you won't need to wait till the next SQL Server version to get that support. It's now even easier to connect to SQL Server from the SQL Server data tools, thanks to the revamped connection experience. We noticed that it could be cumbersome to manually type in server name, database name, and validate that all the properties are correct. So now, for databases that you've used in the recent past, they'll all appear in the recent connections list. And for those that you use every day, you can pin them to favorites so that they're always at the top and easily accessible. Double-clicking will let you connect immediately, and you can get on with your day-to-day business without actually typing in anything. If you need to connect to a database or server for the first time, we've also significantly improved that experience. LocalDB is now supported in local server browsing. Network browsing now happens in the background so that it appears much quicker to you and you don't have to wait. And Azure SQL DB is supported as a first-class citizen. You can browse all of your SQL servers, your databases in Azure, and you can click and open up a firewall rule if one needs to be created. We're confident you're going to love the new connection experience. With the latest Visual Studio 2015, you have great support not just for Team Foundation version control, but also for Git repositories. These can be used in conjunction with Team Foundation services, TFS Online, or other hosted repositories. But the great benefit is that you get distributed source control built in on your machine so that you can make all of your changes locally with no need for an internet connection and decide what needs to be published up to a central server. For continuous integration and continuous deployment scenarios, TFS or TFS Online support would be recommended as they have great built-in support for this and for Git. Double-clicking on a Git repository will let you see all of the recent changes that you have ready to commit. You can see your branch structure by clicking here and easily switch between branches with no significant problems. And if you go and start looking at your Solution Explorer and files there, you'll notice that as you open files, you now have indicators at the bottom showing exactly what's changed in the file. This is great when debugging problems. You might want to know why this changed, and you can quickly double click and get to a change here. Or if you look at the author, you'll see double clicking will bring you right to the commit details, and you can dig into the diff and what happened and why suddenly your extended properties here, for example, are gone. This is great for rapid development, and we recommend you try this out. It's also supported for Team Foundation version control, but you do need to be connected to a TFS server. When you're ready to publish in the latest SQL Server data tools, as you do by clicking right here and going to publish, you'll see that there will be a new way to connect to your target database. In previous versions, it could be quite cumbersome to connect here. You had to manually type in all of your information, and if you forgot to click Create Profile at the bottom of this dialog, you'd have to do it all over again every time. With the latest connection experience, when you click on Edit, you have a brand new window which defaults to showing your recent history. Anything that you've connected to in the recent past will appear here in a very simple to order list. You'll notice I have AdventureWorks pinned to my favorites at the top. That's because that's my active development database, and I want to always have access to it, even if I have some other task causing me to use a different database temporarily. Connecting is as simple as double-clicking, but I'd like to briefly show you some of the other features of this dialog for other scenarios where you haven't connected already. So if it's the first time that you're using this dialog, you'll probably want to go to Browse and look for your server and then your database. For local databases, we now have support for LocalDB built in, which again saves you a lot of manually typing of the server name here, which has brackets and a backslash. So it's much simpler now to look at it. All of the databases are loaded in the background, so nothing freezes, which again makes your life a lot easier. Looking at network servers, because these are loaded in the background, you'll often see that they're available already. Here, we don't have any network discovery available. Similarly, because this is on a demo machine, if I expand the Azure node, you'll see here that we don't have any active databases created, but if you've created ones already, they will be listed and it's as easy to connect as it is to a local or network database. We'll even open up the firewall rule for you if that's necessary and allow you to configure that for your larger network. In this case, since we already have our database ready, I'm going to go back to the History tab and double-click, and that's as simple as it is to connect to a database. As usual, you can then choose to generate script or directly publish all of your changes. That completes our quick tour of the new features inside SQL Server Data Tools. I look forward to you trying it and giving us feedback. Thank you. Wrapping up, we've given you a brief overview of some of the great new features inside SQL Server Management Studio and SQL Server Data Tools. We've also shown you how easy they are to get started with by downloading from the web and getting regular updates on a monthly basis. We're sure you're excited to get started trying out the latest SQL Server 2016 features in these tools and invite you to get started today by clicking on the links below to access our download pages and our team blogs. Thank you very much.